something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. We've got two great advice givers here who are going to answer your questions that have been burning through you that you need expert advice. But just to be clear, we have to do the legal part here. We are not expert advice givers. If you actually plan to take our advice, we highly encourage you to talk to an actual professional before doing anything that we suggest. That being said, our legal butts are covered. Let's move forward on this one. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Ari.
Hello, Lee.
Hey, Ari, you the man.
I'm one of the two men on here, but it's not politically correct to admit that. So we're just going to say I am a person of non-defined orientation.
That's what I meant.
That was bad. Yeah, I know that's what you meant. We're going to move on. All right. Today's question, given by one of our wonderful contributors, is, and we'll start with you, Lee.
Yep.
What is the right age to start a family? And there's a second part of this question. Mm. How many kids is the right amount to have?
Go ahead.
I mean, just going to recap, what's the right age to start a family and how many kids is the right amount to have?
Right. I feel qualified actually to answer this question for a couple of reasons. I started a family and I have four kids. So I'm going to give you some advice. The age can fluctuate, but what you need to calculate is that whatever age you have a child, so for instance, let's say you want to wait till you're 32, you need to add 17 years to that, right? And go, okay, I'm 49. And then simply make this calculation. Do I want to answer a phone call at 3 a.m. and drive to a house way far from home and drag my drunk ass kid out of the house and bring him home safely? And so you just have to calculate at what age you're not willing to do that anymore. I'm still doing it. I'm 54. I didn't make the calculation correctly. I should have started just a little younger. Yeah. Now, in terms of the right number, I have four, and I think that's another simple math equation. Just figure out how much you want to make your life more complicated and torturous, and then with each kid, it's actually an exponential increase of 10. So four is 40 times more torturous than, say, three, and five is way out there. That's my advice.
Shannon, your thoughts?
I think that you should start very young. I think you should have children as soon as you possibly can. I mean, that's why people hit a certain age of puberty. And at that point, that's when you should be procreating and having children at that point. So I think that you should have them, like, I guess 13 for most girls or boys and go from there. I'm not saying that you should have it with older adults. I'm saying that you should be of the same age and then have as many children as humanly possible because you need to fill this earth up. We don't have a high enough population as it is. And I think that the population needs to grow more so that we can continue to ruin everything on the earth. I think that's really important.
Excellent advice. Well thought out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to throw my two cents in here. I'm going to reverse engineer this question, and I'm going to say my primary deciding factor on deciding when to have kids and when to start a family is at what age will I actually need to be put in a home? And I want to back calculate to say when can the kid that I have or kids that I have afford to put me in a semi-decent home? I don't need a good home. I just need a window birdseed and maybe somebody to, you know, flip me over in the bed every once in a while. So I'm going to calculate the time from when they are adults and then add the 15 years that it takes for them to move out of the family home and then add 10 years for them to get a job. And then at that point, from the last kid, that's when I'm going to say that's when I should have kids. So they can, you know, basically warehouse me appropriately.
And that's important. You're right, the warehousing part. I mean, I tried to do something like that, but my oldest child, they put together a large investment and they invested in a bison farm. So, you know, they're going to be strapped and they're not going to be able to be in a situation where they're going to be able to help me. Unless, of course, I don't mind standing on the side of the fence and watching bison, like, mash their heads together or whatever the hell they do.
Yeah. Well, at what age did your bison start to have children? Maybe we should take advice from your bison.
That's a good idea. I think as soon as they're about 2 to 3 years old, the cows can have calves. Yeah, young.
Exactly. So young. And so I was probably very correct in what I was saying.
You were survival of the herd.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes. And when you think about it, the bison model is really good because you don't really need a home. You just need some fencing.
That's true.
Oh, really?
Yes. Unless and they care about each other and they protect each other. And starting young. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, when they die, this one cased. Yeah, I don't. You can't even call this bad advice anymore, Ari. This is this is solid. Good advice. This is good stuff.
Well, yeah,
and exactly, and just like the kids, when the bison go, you can follow some of the indigenous practice and reuse all of their, really their coats and the meat and everything else.
Sorry, you can the do children's that coats
and the meat of the children.
Well, I was more thinking organs. I mean, the black market for kidneys is
huge. Yeah, you could definitely grow children for organs for when you get older. Absolutely. Yeah. For donors? Yeah, for sure.
Well, you don't have to worry about a DNA match then, do you?
No. Well, hopefully you don't have
to. Yeah, well, if you do, then
You as a man would have to maybe think it might not be a DNA match, but me as a woman, I would understand that it was my child.
Well, exactly. That got to a dark place really, really fast. You know what? Really that music in the background tells us it's time to get out of here before
there's
we
no
get
music,
into way
Ari,
more.
Stop it. There's no music.
You're hearing things.
Great. Way to pull back the curtain on the fact that we do post-production on this. Thanks, Shannon, for totally ruining the mystery on that one.
If you had more children, they could do the post-production.
That's right. That's right. And they could maybe make some music that you could actually hear.
If we had more children, we'd have an audience, too. What the hell? Anyways, folks, again, there really is going to be music there, thanks to our great production crew of one. And he's going to pull something together for us, put it together. Again, Lee, Shannon, thank you guys so much for being great, great advice givers.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
All right. So, folks, this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. As always, you can go onto our website. There's a submit a question form, and we will take a look at them. And you'll actually get your question answered by our incredible advice givers. I've been your host, Ari. It has been my pleasure to have you, folks. Again, have a great time. Enjoy. Take our advice and don't use it, but enjoy it for what it is. And we'll talk to you at the next episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.